It's 10 a.m. Mountain Time. It's Thursday. That means it's time for Tom and Shane, Business and Politics. Good morning, everyone. Happy to have you along with us. Thanks so much for joining us. This morning, Shane and I are going to predict, the top 10 Republicans most likely to run for president in 2024. And we've got quite a lineup, Shane. Folks ready to go. And, of course, the most obvious would be Donald. So what do you think? Will he run? Will he not?
As I've told you before, my position's been and has been for better part of 2 years. With his effort to get rid of the rhinos in both the House and the Senate and the Republican Party, which he's done successfully, and win a majority in the House, and a majority in the Senate, and by 3-4 seats, he will run, and he will pick DeSantis, and DeSantis will run with him with the anticipation of then running as president for 2 terms, 8 years, because DeSantis is young, and it'll be perfect timing in 28 for DeSantis to run, and hopefully the economy will be recovering from this mess that it's in.
Yeah. Well, it should by 2024. My thought is he is testing the water with this, with this vote. 7 of 11, I think, the ones he's backed have won their primaries. But there's a big difference between winning a primary when Republicans are voting and the general election. So if they do take the House, particularly if they take the House, I think he'll run. If they don't, then it's going to be pretty tough for him to. He's already got a ton of baggage. There's a significant portion of the country that's against him. They're going to throw January 6th at him all day long. Whether any of that will stick or not, who knows? But it all hinges on. Will the Republicans turn out to vote? Normally, midterms, Republicans pick up seats, but this election is totally, totally different than any election we've had before because of the mail-in ballots. Some places will have mail-in ballots only. Some places will have in-person voting, like we will have here in Montana. And this is going to be an entirely different election. Things are just not normal with the COVID and all the things that have happened. So I think if they win the House, he'll probably run. I don't think DeSantis wants to be second banana. He may not even run. The question is, if Trump does run, who will run against him on the Republican side? And that's kind of the question to talk about today, I think.
Well, historically, in this situation, in any party situation where you have someone running for president, this is different because, similar to Teddy Roosevelt. Mm-hmm. But he's a populist president like Teddy Roosevelt. Mm-hmm. And so everyone that'll be on that stage will be thinking about 28. They're not going to be thinking about 24, number mm-hmm. one. Number two, it will be DeSantis because to make this sweep, they need Florida. There's no question that that's a strong possibility. Mm-hmm. If it's not, it could very well be Abbott. I don't see him picking mm-hmm. a senator. He came in 2016 with a majority in the House and the Senate with the Republicans, but they were all rhinos. Mm-hmm. And Ryan from Wisconsin screwed him. The Senate screwed him. Their own president, mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. they didn't like him. They didn't want him. And he learned because, I hate to say this, but Trump is like most men. Mm-hmm. Most men will trust, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on you. Like in relationships, men will trust one woman once. Mm-hmm. That's why second and third marriages don't often survive as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is a whole matter of trust that Trump is going to have in the people. He's working to get elected and knows that they will support him. Pelosi will not only lose the seat in the House, she'll leave. She's going to go home to San Francisco. She will not stay in the U.S. House as a member. It's not going to happen. So okay. She'll be gone. And you know, poor Uncle Biden. Right. You know, mm-hmm. he won't be a lame duck. He's a dead duck. He's already a dead duck president. So the rest of his term, he's just a dead duck. He'll be irrelevant. Yeah. And you know, he'll roll over for the Republicans as bad as he did for the Democrats, because he'll start thinking about his legacy and the mess he's made. Because this is going to last. This recession you're in since February will get worse. The Republicans we're going to try and fix it, but they did so much damage that this is going to be a long time. You know, after the crash of 29, it took Americans, individual Americans, 50 years till the 1970s to go back into the market. By 1987, 88, or 86, 87, there was finally about 60-61% of Americans were invested in the market, and for a number of reasons. But the point is by the dot-com bubble in 98, it had jumped to like almost 72% because of the day trading that was being provided by technology. So all these things come into play in the natural aspect of what we're talking about in politics, because it follows the same sort of route in historical terms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a couple of people weighing in. Shane, John picked up paperwork for the U.S. Senate 2024 yesterday from Montana, and we'll see. I will not run if nominated, will not serve if elected. Dave Rye, another Vietnam
vet. LBJ, baby.
Yeah, that's it. We're back there. So,
but it was, LBJ did that.
Sorry. We're not talking about LBJ.
Yeah, well, he did. That's what he's talking about. And I wanted, there is a similarity to now, and that is that, it was a bad economy because of the Vietnam War. It was the Vietnam War. And our generation had moved into college, and, we didn't really want to be part of what was going on.
Now, Grover Cleveland, I believe, said, I'm not going to nominate it if I'm not going to run if whatever.
But so, LBJ.
It wasn't LBJ, I don't think. Look it up.
He did. He did it on television. Look, I will not accept, nor will I serve.
Now, Grover Cleveland, I'm pretty sure. Look it up. Mike Pence, what do you think? Vice President to Trump. Will he run if Trump runs? That would
Mike
be
Pence
a question.
Is, no, he's finished in the Republican.
Yeah, he is. I agree with that because he's, well, one thing, and it's hard for me to say, Pence is too religious. People are fearful of that, I think, in today's society, woke media and all of that,
like
he's anti-LGBT, pro-marriage, pro-life, all the things that, a lot of people, and abortion is on the ticket this time around, like it or not.
And none of those things matter to Mike Pence, and they're irrelevant to the election as far as I'm concerned. The one reason Pence is finished is one word: loyalty. He failed in his position with Trump, and when he first was with Trump, the first 2 years with them in charge of the Congress, the Senate and the House, he misled Trump about what the Republicans in the Senate and House were doing. That's the job of the vice president. Vice president has a bigger office in the Capitol than the Speaker of the House or the president of the Oval Office. Vice president's important. He is the president of the Senate. Again, we've talked about this historically.
Yeah.
Very few vice presidents have realized the power of that position and been there and sat and presided over the Senate.
Yeah.
The only reason today, like the vice president, she's only there to cast a vote on a tie. And that's ridiculous because the president of the Senate controls the debate. And it's sad, really, that it's a position of the vice president that is wasted and has been for 200 years, literally.
Yeah, someone back in the I remember watching the conventions back in the late 50s, I think somebody referred to the vice presidency as a pitcher of warm spit. You know, that's what you end up with. So,
yeah.
Next up, if Trump doesn't, Ron DeSantis certainly, I think, would be the favorite. And it all depends on what Trump does. Do you think Ron would throw his hat in the ring with Trump and debate each other along with some of these other Republicans if that came to pass?
Oh yeah, they'll have a debate for all, no question. If Trump's not in,
well, the ticket that, will be, yeah.
Look, if Trump isn't in, the ticket will be DeSantis and Abbott. That's it. That's the ticket. Okay. It'll be DeSantis because of what he did in California with COVID and the incredible California. Things he's done with the state. DeSantis is in Florida.
And yeah, so you with said the California.
Well, I meant Florida. With what DeSantis has
done. I know
you
did. I just want to make sure.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Anyway, and Abbott, twofold. I mean, seriously, he's handicapped, sits in a wheelchair, but he's run Texas and had to deal with immigration. So to push that and COVID to the forefront as the, you know, two items to basically talk about through the election in 24, that would be it. The Democrats have a lot to make up for, not just the economy, but COVID and what they did. And this has affected an entire generation of children. Mm-hmm. It'll be DeSantis and Abbott.
Yeah, it'll depend. We should recover from this COVID mess probably sometime in 2023 or early 2024 as the election takes place. So that's where we'll be. A lot can happen, of course, between now and then, but. We're just looking to the future here. And our next choice, what about Chris Christie? What do you think of Christie? I like him. He's a very outspoken guy like Trump is. He's a guy that goes for the jugular like Trump does. Does he have the name recognition and the backing from New Jersey, so that's a state certainly.
Anybody that is involved in the debates and saying they want to run for president, here's rule one: don't say anything bad about any candidate, and talk about the things that you have done that direct whoever wins towards the seat that you want in government. Mm-hmm. So, if he wants to talk about highways, if he wants to talk about security, whatever the individual wants to talk about in the debates is to get popular support from Americans for the nominee or elected president to, appoint him to a position in the cabinet. That's all that's going on. They're trying to position themselves to be in the cabinet.
Trump had no problem talking badly about all the candidates that were up there with him, particularly Jeb Bush. They pounded quite a bit there. So.
Well, he pounded Jeb Bush because, the Rhino Republicans.
Oh, yeah. No,
and old money. If you remember back in 16, they put $50 million behind, the second son. And everybody thought he was going to be like a pushover to get the nomination because of the huge support of the party. So Trump had to put him, push him, which he did, right off the stage. I mean, his comment, you're clear at the end. One step and you're off the stage. So, I mean,
that's true. Yeah.
That was great.
Well, Christie's not going to bring up any road deals. So with the big,
no, I was using that as an analogy,
because the big mess he made with the highways.
No, he didn't, because they investigated it. And
well,
he wasn't directly involved in anything, and they did close it down, but it was basically a mistake. And, mistakes can be turned by the media into a nightmare. We know that.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Nikki Haley, former ambassador to the UN, Indian lady from India, not Indian, American Indian, but sharp gal, obviously. time for a female president, do you think, Shane?
No, she won't. She won't be in a position ever to do that. Again, she was one of these people went along with the rhinos after Trump, you know, bravely appointed her to ambassador of the UN. And yes, she spoke out in the UN, but it was more towards, you know, what she saw as the issue that I believe that existed at that time between both China, Russia, and India. Yeah. And Pakistan, especially, you know, the Kashmir region of northern India and eastern Pakistan is still in dispute, has been for 70 years, and they're constantly fighting each other for it.
Yeah,
and they both have nuclear weapons. So, yeah. You know, no one talks about it. Not one of those conversations we want to have. But yeah, no, she's a washout. She had her chance and blew it.
Yeah. So, all right. Ted Cruz ran against Trump. One of the guys that's pled more cases before the Supreme Court than probably anyone else. And got to shave the beard. Beard's got to go if he's going to run.
Well, you took that one right out of my mouth. Number one, the beard. And then number two, regrettably, he stutters. Yeah. So that is... I know that's a woke comment, but perception is everything. Mm-hmm. And in the 21st century, after watching Biden and Kamala, you know, that's not going to ever work again. You know, the Democrats will pay for this for 20 years.
A long time. Yeah, they will. Ted from VP, if DeSantis doesn't want it,
no.
If somebody else gets it, you don't think so? You don't think he wants the VP?
No. Oh, he does. Everybody wants to be president. Give me a break.
No, I meant the vice president. Would he run with somebody else?
Well, that's... You get VP, you know, your next step is you run for president. But Trump will not go near Cruz.
Okay. Well, if it's not Trump, would Cruz be an attractive vice president to you?
No.
If somebody else ran, if somebody else got the nomination,
no,
I would like him. I would think
they don't need him. They'll have Texas isolated and made already. Particularly with what you're seeing in these primaries, the Democratic primary numbers were down 8%, and the Republican numbers in these primaries were up in 15-20%. So. Mm-hmm. And the numbers were up with Hispanic votes voting Republican and African Americans. So, I mean, it's one of these situations that you're going into with the numbers having flipped on wokeism in the Democratic Party. But again, nobody wants to have that conversation. Even the pollsters barely want to bring it up. I mean, and, you know, a 3% swing in black vote, it's over. Right now it's 5-8% in Hispanic. If that goes to 10, it's definitely over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, could be. So next we've got former Secretary of State under Trump, Mike Pompeo. I lost a lot of weight, Shane. He looks pretty good these days.
that's a sign at that age of like something like cancer or something. Maybe he did, but of course, he was eating for free, traveling for free. That might help.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it for you.
He's a gnomer. Mikey blew it in the Middle East. He didn't support Trump's desire for peace. And, you know, he wasn't aggressive enough about Iran and certainly with regards to what was going on at the time in Pakistan and Afghanistan. He portrayed himself as this, you know, effortless peacemaker and he never helped Trump. He never supported Trump. He didn't want to give Trump the credit or admit to Trump deserving the credit. What Trump and his son-in-law did in the Middle East is like historical, like 1,000 years historical. I mean, this goes back to the Crusades of the 13th century, the 1290. And because no one else has ever done it. I mean, it was remarkable. So there you go.
Yeah. All right. As an independent, I'm hopeful it'll be anybody but Trump. So it may not be.
Well, the problem is, you sent me a list of Republicans, that would likely run, and we talked about it. The fascinating thing is that I sent you back the list that you sent me of Democrats likely, and there's like seven, maybe for the Democrats, and there's like 20 for the Republicans. I mean, there's no bench on the Democratic side because they've been running the government or been in a close place to run the government for 70 years.
Yeah.
And so they've kept the same people around for 70 years. Yeah. So they're going to need at least 12 years, maybe, to potentially rebuild their party with a new a new generation. And it's got to be moderate. It can't be this woke left, socialist, communist crap. No. It's the only way the Democrats will get back into power again is if they're moderate, they are prepared to, accept to be bipartisan, never be partisan. And that, this generation or ancient generation of the Democratic Party is nonpartisan, non-bipartisan. I mean, they're dangerous.
Yeah, well, if you want to believe the polls, America is moving closer to accepting socialism. So there you are.
So. Well, that's right, these are the same, the repression polls or misdirected polls. Or you got to look at the number of people they call and, who they're talking to.
Yeah.
The majority of the people, Tom, they're talking to are basically living off of COVID relief money. I mean, that's what they're talking about on all the financial channels, and that, people right now are surviving or not working. I don't agree with what the garble that they're putting out there. I mean, you're at 158 million people. Pre-COVID, 161 million people of your country working. So this is not a recession of labor or jobs. This is a recession of inflation, and this is a recession of policy and the failure of this administration to do what's basically common sense and right for Americans. So
we'll
see how it winds up, but that's where we're at.
Yeah, that's where we are. Yeah. Well, my favorite, Kristi Noem, we've got to talk about Kristi. And why won't Kristi come up? I don't know. Come on. Kristi.
Well, she's a great candidate for 28 for VP. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
They would be smart to have a woman be their speaker at the Republican convention in 24. That would be a very smart choice, especially if Trump's running convention, because it's going to be back to the fun and games of and balloons of the great conventions. This is going to be exciting, and COVID's over, and so. Everybody will be partying, and we're all going to be waiting for that grand moment of acceptance of the nomination and the balloon drop. I miss the balloon drop.
Yeah. Yeah. We need that. We need that for sure. There's Kristi. Yeah, our internet here, our tin can and whatever went down for a minute. So I couldn't get Christy's name up there, but Kristi rides horses, Shane. There's nothing hotter. There's nothing hotter in the world than a woman who rides horses. I mean,
well, it's quite spectacular, especially when I look around the country and all these Republican women that are running, which is it's the largest number of women in the history of their party. But it's sort of like Fox News. You know, they're all incredibly educated.
Yeah.
Most of them are married with children, or some of them older with grandchildren, but all very attractive. I mean, they just are. There's an old expression, men age handsomely and women age ugly. All you have to do is look at some of these older Democratic women, and that's true. I mean, look at Nancy Pelosi. Oh, my God.
Okay. You just insulted half our audience. So.
I'm not insulting. Come on, Tom.
I know what you're saying.
It's not my quote. I'm trying to be humorous.
I understand.
Wait a second. Do you find Nancy Pelosi attractive?
Well, she's okay for her age.
Oh my God, I can't believe this. Now you insulted
She's 80. Come on, she's 80.
Let me tell you, Shane. I've seen far too many women at that age that naturally look far more beautiful than her.
Okay. Well, that may be. I mean, yeah, there's all kinds of people that age well. But I'll tell you, Shane, that the older I get, those golden girls are starting to look pretty good. I mean, I'm tuning in.
The great thing about the Golden Girls, not only how the talent they were, but they were all different heights, you know. Short, medium, and tall. They had it all. The writers figured it out. Great dialogue.
They did it all. Well, as far as Christy, I don't care what Christy's position is on anything. If I don't like her position, I'll just turn down the sound and watch her speeches, you know, because I want to look at Christy for 8 years. I really do. You know, so anyway, moving on, Tom Cotton, somewhat known name, not a big name probably nationwide to the obvious voter, but still making a lot of noise in Congress about Biden's policies on immigration and COVID and inflation and all the other crime, everything else that's going on. So I don't know. Can he make a name for himself by 2024, do you think?
Well, yeah, Tom Cotton will. What he wants to be is, majority leader of the Senate. That's his goal in life. He's not interested in being president, vice president. So right now he's basically got his choice of committee chairmanships, and he'll have two or three, big ones. And Tom Cotton is a senator, true and true. You just have to listen to him speak. And I've seen so many in my lifetime, particularly like Mansfield. He's a Mansfield.
Yeah. Well, he's Arkansas. Red state traditionally. Him being vice president probably wouldn't bring anything to the ticket unless he does make a name for himself doing something. If the House and Senate do fall to the Republicans, mm-hmm. Chances of him being the majority leader over McConnell probably not.
Oh, McConnell gone. If the Republicans under Trump take over the Senate, McConnell's gone, and he should be. The guy is he's not a GOAT, greatest of all time. This guy is a woke rhino. Mm-hmm. His wife's Chinese. The family owns a shipping company in China, and no one talks about it. You know, they pick on these Democrats, the senator from California with the limo driver and the member of the House with Feng Feng, the spy. But no one wants to talk about his wife, who was transportation secretary under Bush and then transportation secretary under Trump I promise I will support you. And he stuck a knife in Trump's back. So no, he's gone. One of the reasons that this is going on, Trump wants him out.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And then he'll resign. He'll resign from the Senate and go his merry way. It'll be a special election.
I don't think he'll resign.
He'll resign with the hope that the Democrats can take his seat. That's what'll happen.
Okay. Well, I don't think so. He's been there too long. He likes the limelight. He likes the limelight, though. He likes.
No, no. He'll be gone, and whoever, like Cotton or whoever becomes the speaker, the majority leader, Trump's going to make it very clear to him: do not give him any chairmanships on any committees. Just put him in a corner, and that's it. I don't want to hear from him, see him. I don't want to ever talk to him again.
All right, we'll see. Last but not least, we've got Republican Larry Hogan, in Maryland, a blue state Republican governor. Vice president, maybe to bring Maryland into the Republican fold.
Don't need him.
You don't think so?
They don't need him. We'll know where the 2024 election stands on sometime of the week of the 8th, maybe by your birthday.
Maybe. I don't know.
We have a podcast on your birthday on November.
I know we do. Yeah. So we'll have
to talk birthday about to
that.
You.
Yeah.
Have
right. Save it.
Okay.
I don't want to have any more. I'm getting old enough as it is. So.
No, you're not. You're younger than before, buddy.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. All right. Final thoughts.
Hey, listen. I've known you guys for 12. I've known you for 12 years, and you have not aged. You look terrific. Okay. Honestly, all I'm right. not. You know. I don't have hearts okay. for you. I'm just telling you.
All right. There you go. Final thought, Shane, any of these guys other than Trump, if Trump doesn't get it, is it DeSantis then?
Yes.
Okay. I agree with that.
DeSantis and Abbott. DeSantis would be foolish to pick a senator. There's no guarantee you get a state anymore picking a senator. Yeah. So it would have to be a governor, and he mm-hmm. could pick a woman. That would be a good choice, actually.
Kristi Noem.
You know, now that I'm thinking about it, well, we've been talking about it, it might be a good choice because Kamala is so bad, Tom.
She's horrible. Awful.
She can't talk. Yeah. She has she has no cognitive thought. She cannot think and talk at the same time. She can't do either.
Yeah, so, I know.
Another
possibility that has become recently available, Tulsi Gabbard for VP.
Well, yeah, she just went independent. And, you know, this was a gal who got elected in Hawaii and was in the House mm-hmm. for a long time. And when she got elected, every member of the Democratic woke party said, oh, I want to be in a foxhole with her. Not just because of how good looking she was, but she had a military career. And she was awarded, for her work in the military. So, and it went from that to when she said, we can't keep doing this spending, and I don't like what's going on with this war, to you're out of here. And so, amazing situation going on there.
That's for sure. All right. Well, I got to remind you, the award-winning Tom and
she was interviewed this week by... But wait.
Stop.
I know you want to go, but she was interviewed this week and was asked by the guy interviewing her, did you get a call from any of these Democrats that thought you were the best and wanted to be in the foxhole with you? And she goes, no, but I got a message from one person.
Yeah.
And of course, he said, I know you won't tell me who it is. And she said, no, I won't.
No. Why should you? Yeah.
Democrat.
Sensitive. All right. Well, if she decided to run with Kristi Noem, it's a no-brainer for me. I'm down with that. You know, I don't care who else is running. I don't care what their positions are.
Well, Hawaii doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, I don't care. So
nobody's going to pick her, no.
No, they probably won't. So, all right. I want to remind you of the award-winning Tom and Shane. We're on radio on this coming Saturday, and we'll talk more about this and a whole bunch of other issues that are out there. So all you got to do is go to KMMSAM.com and click Listen Now. Nothing to join, no sign-up needed, no emails, no personal information. All you do, you're a fly on the wall. And you can text us, you can call us. You know, we're happy to talk to you or read your texts or whatever. And also, if you missed any of our past shows, they're all at KMMSAM.com. Just click on Tom and Shane's podcast when you go over there, and they'll provide a link to get over there to you. Let's see. Linda, Trump, DeSantis 2024, DeSantis Noem in 2028. There you go. That may be it. And Nikki, we talked about Nikki. Nikki might surprise some folks. She may or may not make it there. So,
when you have The View talking about your name, that knowing your book's coming out to help you sell books,
that's a misnomer if there ever was one. Hey, don't forget, we would love to have you as a subscriber. Don't forget to subscribe, and I got to get rid of my banner. I'm so stupid. I don't know how to run this show. Subscribe. Ring the notification bell. You'll always be notified when we're on, no matter what your time zone is, which is a good thing. So make sure that you do that, and we certainly want to have you. With us. If you'd like to support the show monetarily, Patreon, there's a link in the description below. all the great things Shane and I will do for you. And we both write on medium.com. So there's a link to our articles in the description below. So check that out as well. And final thoughts before we go, Shane?
I just would like to comment about one thing with what we've talked today. Only two presidents took every state. Both were Republicans in the presidential election. So even FDR in, what, four elections didn't do it. So
there you go. So, all right. Well, hopefully cooler minds will prevail in 2022 and even cooler minds in 2024. Let's hope. So, all right, that's going to wrap it up for us, everyone. Thanks for watching so much. We really appreciate you guys out there. Thanks to all our new subscribers, by the way. We appreciate you joining us as well. And we will be on radio Saturday, 8 to 11, KMMSAM.com, and back here on Tuesday. That's going to wrap it up for us. Bye for now.